Show.
Whoa, look out, look out.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, folks, that's all the buzz we have for you today.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
I did you a favor. You do me a favor. Honey, I've got to have some marijuana.
Habla funny? Don Geronimo y Mike O'Mara.
Mommy boobies.
So, this is funny, then, yeah. This is funny, Yep, that's a good one.
That was funny.
Funny.
That was funny.
Without your listenership, we'd have to shower in tomato juice.
Maybe I decided that we just we'll go to buzz. It's 6 o'clock.
Uh-huh. Can I break in with a breaking news story of my own that I want to say before Buzz gets to the news?
Sure.
A 12-year-old girl in Virginia made honor roll for first semester this year, and I wanted to say what's the name? Yes, Catherine O'Mara. Catherine O'Mara, honor roll first semester.
That is good
way
news.
To get the year started on the right foot. Thank you very much.
I hear she gets it from her pops.
Oh, yes. Her academic prowess. Let me see. When did I make honor roll?
Let me see.
You know what? I made it 1974, never.
Didn't you make it in 1970, never?
1970, never. Congratulations, Catherine. Way to go.
Let me see. Rob, hold on to the Larry King Wayne Newton tapes.
Oh, yeah.
I will do.
All right, that's a break. We didn't have it on Monday.
I told Johnny Carson I'd knock you right on your ass.
And also, I guess Monday we can call Green Bay still. Sure. Ghost of Lombardi.
See, I was doing
Holiday that. Ghost of Lombardi.
And maybe he can drop by and chat with you.
Scared?
Because he really thinks there was no reason for that loss last night.
All right, there's all of that.
He doesn't think Brett should have quit.
No, there's no way Brett should have come out of that
game.
Save
that for next week. Are you going to any last thing I have before we go to the news here, Buzz?
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Right. Of course, with Buzz.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Let me see. Men's health. Uh-huh. If you're doing any shopping or any partying or any Christmasing this weekend.
Yes. Right.
Here are the things that turn women on.
Oh, good. Like when you're out and about shopping, parties, uh-huh. Anything in the season.
Let me get a pen.
Correct. The first thing that they like. And I'll give them to you in backwards order.
All right. Okay.
The top 10 things they like.
You're going from bottom to top?
The way you like to, Mike. This one's ridiculous. Making a snowman. It's like if you're in a Hallmark motion picture.
Yeah, well, with global warming, where the hell do you do that?
Exactly.
Alaska?
Anyway, 8 out of 10 women said that they would probably sleep with a guy who was making a snowman.
Wow. I just picture all these single guys
who knew?
With beers and snowmen. I need some more shaved ice out here.
This list is not in order. I apologize. 4 out of 10 women say they would be inclined to have sex with a man who visits his grandma on Christmas.
Oh, that's jive. Now I'm beginning I smell a rat with this list.
6 out of 10 women say that they would think, that's the operative word, think, they would think about having
think
sex.
About, yes. And part of the other half would think the man was being a total wuss.
6 out of 10 would think about having sex with a man if he bakes Christmas cookies together.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, is the public? This is Men's Health?
Men's Health.
All right. This is a gay publication.
Along with the snowman,
gay Men's Health.
8 out of 10 women say that they would think about sleeping with a man if he had a playful, gentle snowball fight with her.
Now that falls into the category of foreplay.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Gentle play.
True.
Because, you know, the snowball fight leads to the tackle into the snowbank, which leads to, you know, standing up
groping
like that uncle did.
Ice skating. Everybody thinks ice skating would be a good way to get in a girl's pants. Uh-huh. 2 out of 10.
So ice skating not worth it?
No.
All right. Stinky feet.
here's a big one. Huh? 8.5 out of 10.
That's the biggest one so far.
Sitting by the fire. No TV on.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry, I'm out. What if you have a fire on the TV? You know, like that fake fire they have?
The Yule log.
The Yule log that they run on Christmas Eve? that does see. Crack me up. That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
This is the least sexy one.
All right. Throwing up?
1 out of 10 women say they would consider having sex with their man after they go out shopping for kids' gifts.
Well, that's the thing that everybody has to do.
Yeah. No, but this is the whole thing. Like, if you make it into a nice, girly type, you know, going out or having that sure, apparently turns chicks off.
Your sensitive side. You care about
zero things. Chicks.
This turns women off. Then
0 out of 10. Uh-huh. Watch football.
Oh, see, I disagree. I think women can get excited with that.
Hard to believe 0.
9 out of 10 women.
Oh, this is the biggest one so far.
Jewelry.
Well, shocker of shock. Boy, who did the extensive research on this at Men's Health?
Stop 9 out of 10 women would think about having sex with a man who gave them jewelry. And this is a high number for the last one. 7 out of 10 women said that they would consider sleeping with a man who dressed up for parties.
Well, that's where I'm in. Because you know that every year...
You put on
that's,
a dress.
Really, that's exactly why I bought the ascot this year.
It's why we call you Captain Velvet.
You know, you come in the velvet. Look, it's
every color.
It's a velvet jacket. Uh-huh. It's a color of the season. It's either green or it's red,
right?
Or it's white.
I love the white.
The white is good, but unfortunately, it gets stains on it. But
like Britney's couch,
it's the velvet white jacket
and the pants.
And the pants are also velvet or leather,
suede
in the variety of colors.
So bulletin. Moved on, Michael! He was just very concerned about that.
You're going to be drinking Listerine all weekend.
You know what? I'm telling you. You know, it's like a quarterback that's played his entire year and can't throw the ball.
Right.
And all of a sudden, now I find I can throw the goddamn ball 60 yards.
It's feeling better.
La, 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 la.
Yeah, it's like, you know what it is? It's like when you take an engine and you you work those RPMs up to about 7,000 RPMs.
Blow the carbon off the valves.
Get the carbon off the valves. That's it.
Just firing up. We moved off the topic, Michael. Shut your ass up.
5 minutes.
Get back in your Acura and drive back to your boating community.
1 minute.
And spend this weekend like every weekend. Forgetting the fact that you have anything to do with this show. Because that's the way you've set it up, pal.
We're moving on. We are moving on.
We are moving on.
Moving on.
Moving on, baby.
I only mentioned that because there was a sign held up from the back saying Michael Hughes called to say, move it on.
Uh-huh. Really?
We moved it on!
Of course.
We're talking about girls sleeping with guys. Not about jackass managers ruining a business that I love with my whole heart. God, you bastard! You bastard! Oh, Marconi would kill you.
Dun, 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 dun.
We've moved past.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, transition music. No. It's always Alice.
No. The Sad Today Show music.
Oh, okay. I'm with you.
Got it?
Yeah.
There you go. So. Well, as you heard, my head's about to pop off today because we've been censored again.
Discussing the shortcomings of radio management, but first, this is Today on NBC.
There go your balls, Michael.
That was a Meredith moment right there, right?
Yeah.
Isn't Meredith the queen of kind of like sneaking that last one in there?
And maybe
almost when they're going to, you know, the commercials, she just gets her little dig in there.
Oh, and look what time it is, for God's sakes.
Oh, wow.
It's 8 after.
Now, your local on the 8s.
This show is going to be with all the impersonations of this guy you know, this good lady you know. I'm Julia Child. Come on, Mickey Mouse.
All right.
Wouldn't it be great to have Merrill Howard Kalin on the Weather Channel?
We've moved on.
Yeah.
We have.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Man, it's been a dizzying day in the news business. Half a dozen breaking stories this afternoon.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's it. A couple of things happened while you were at work today. A man with a history of mental illness took at least 3 hostages at Clinton headquarters in Rochester, New Hampshire, and demanded to see the senator. She was unavailable on the road in Virginia preparing for the Democratic National Committee's annual fall meeting. She canceled her appearances for the rest of the day while police continue still to try to negotiate with the man who he says has a bomb strapped to his chest.
Continue. So it's ongoing right now?
Still is.
I hate that because I've seen enough Denzel Washington movies.
You know why? Because Michael Hughes is the detective outside.
He's the hostage negotiator?
He's going, anything you want in there. Please, please, just don't tell corporate about this.
Well, I don't want to pile on, but no, he would be the one saying, make sure that you treat the hostage taker nice.
Or really, wouldn't he be the one in the bank? Wouldn't he be the manager in the bank going, take me!
Right.
I got to get out of here!
Or like the fat guy in Dog Day Afternoon. Clutching his chest.
He has heart problems.
There may still be a hostage inside. So far, three of the hostages have been released. Three suspects have been detained for questioning in the Sean Taylor murder case. Two teenagers and a man in his 20s from Fort Myers, Florida, allegedly heard about Taylor's wealth and decided to burglarize his home, according to police.
You know, I spend a little time in the great county of Lee, in Lee County, Florida, Don.
Yes, right.
And I happen to play golf with a 65-year-old guy, like they say, out of my friend Bob. Bob Sharp, who is down there. And Bob informed me because he knows a lot of police officers down
there. I just
there.
Have to wear a diaper.
He informed
for
me.
For your 65-year-old
Thank you,
friend.
Bob. He's laughing
I
at me.
I just have to wear a diaper.
If he's listening on the internet, he has to. And he informed me over a couple of beers one night in the county of Lee County, 20,000 outstanding warrants.
Wow.
In the county of Lee. Yeah. There's some bad guys down there.
Two teenage suspects in the Natalie Holloway case have been released on the orders of a judge. The boys were just arrested a week ago. Natalie's body still not been found.
Now, how upside down is this goddamn thing as well? That you bring these Dutch boys in.
Right.
And you charge them, then you let them go, then you bring them back.
And the fact is, they're already, it's been well demonstrated that these guys are already slick enough where, you know, you've heard some of the transcripts of the conversations where they said, hey, we got this thing taken care of.
Right.
So they're slick enough that if they are the bad guys, you know, they're covering their tracks.
They're out of there. Two of Michael Vick's dogfighting co-defendants this afternoon sentenced to prison to terms even longer than prosecutors recommended, but short of the maximum. One of the defendants got 18 months, the other 21. Vick went to prison on December 10th, hoping the judge would look favorably upon that when Vick reports for sentencing on Friday, December 14th.
You know, about Sean Taylor, we've talked a lot about him this week.
Right.
And you never know the whole thing.
Right.
You never know the whole thing. But now, 5 days later, if I take the cops at their word, I feel awful for this guy because if that's the case, that's just a guy sleeping in his bed with his family.
Right. Yeah, he's defending his property. He'd been broken in before, and he was going there. And I, you know what? And it also, if this holds true, speaks to what Andy Garcia said about his daughter. He was protecting my daughter, which is exactly what he was doing.
I offer you this, little man.
Run and hide.
Run and hide.
Wouldn't you love to see him really do that in real life?
Sean Taylor's girlfriend, as we found out, Andy Taylor's
Andy,
niece.
Andy Garcia's niece.
Andy Taylor from Andy of Mayberry?
If only.
Andy Taylor.
All right. You proved your point. You broke into my vault. Congratulations. You're a dead man.
Maybe.
Maybe. May I ask how you expect to leave?
Do you believe I'm going to allow you to parade bags full of my money out my casino door?
No. You're going to carry it out for us.
And why would I do that?
Take a closer look at your monitor.
As your manager's probably reporting to you now, you have a little over $160 million in your vault tonight. You may notice we're only packing up about half that. The other half we're leaving in your vault, booby-trapped, as a hostage.
Ocean's 11 is so good. Ocean's 12 is so bad. And Ocean's 13 is so good.
Yeah.
You try and stop us. We'll blow both.
I realize I'm stating the obvious.
Ocean's 13 better to you than Ocean's 11. I liked Ocean's 13 better.
I like Ocean's 11 the best, then 13.
It's $80 million tonight secretly, or you can lose $160 publicly. It's your decision.
Anyway, you know, if it turns out that that's the case, whew, yeah. Jesus Christ, what's wrong with this country? Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, as always, we wait for the full story
to come out. Of course. The rest of the breaking news, motorcycle daredevil Evel Knievel died today of liver cancer at the age of 69. He had been ill in recent years.
Wait, where's our tribute?
Evil's real name is Robert Craig Knievel Jr.
An American original, Buzz.
That's right.
A tribute now from the Don and Mike Show.
Amazing grace.
Hi, this is Evel Knievel. I'm here in Washington, D.C. with my son, Robbie. Robbie, would you ever listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Mara?
No.
Neither would I.
Thank you, Evel. Safe home.
Also, this afternoon in Chicago today, an Amtrak train crashed with a freight train. 100 people were hurt, a half dozen of them critically. Most of the people on the train who were hurt, many of the most serious injuries were endured by Amtrak employees.
The biggest train wreck today was this show.
No, wrong. The latest on the writer's strike when we continue.
All right, thank you, Buzz. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Suckle their knuckles. The Don and Mike Show.
Suck on that, losers.
Once again, here is our friend Guy Birdley. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, our TV nightmare continues. Here's your nightmare before Christmas. Despite the encouraging things we heard earlier this week about the negotiations between the writers and their bosses, it's not all sweetness and light. The writers have just rejected a new offer from the producers. The producers say it would have given the 12,000 writers another $130 million, they say. But the writers' union says that after studying the proposal, it sees the new offer as the opposite of progress, calling it instead a massive rollback.
My son hit me to a website. Is it lateshowwritersonstrike.com?
Yes. Right.
It's got a bunch of Howard stuff on it. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't mind mentioning that. I guess Howard Stern maybe has been booked as a guest. That's what he's saying whenever Letterman goes back on the air. Mm-hmm. But if you go to latenightwriters.com on strike.
Late show writers on strike.com.
Yeah. They have funny little vignettes, funny little bits, and they've got a little taped piece with Edie Falco that's about 20 seconds long. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, and that's kind of where you get some information as well, right?
Yes.
You're going to get the details on what's happening.
Buzz, right. Did you say 12,000 writers and 130 million?
I did. Okay, now, that's the claim of the producers, and that hasn't been verified.
Yeah, but even at that rate, that's
I was thinking because
only
they're
like 10 grand a writer.
They're an S-load of writers.
Yeah. That's, I mean, 10 grand is, nowadays, that's enough to go on strike for? I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and then maybe that's where they get the rollback.
You mean enough to let them go on strike? Right.
I mean that they are writers and not mathematicians, and they should think before they accept a deal.
You're right, they're not mathematicians. Today's the last paid day of work for the non-writing staff members of the late-night talk shows at NBC. No word on how Leno's handling it other than doling out holiday bonuses. Conan O'Brien, meanwhile, is paying his non-writing staff out of his own pocket. That's impressive since there are nearly 80 people on the staff. It's even better than Letterman at CBS, who's paying his non-writing staffs of both his show and Craig Ferguson's with money from his production company, Worldwide Pants.
See, that's why Letterman is smarter than Leno. Mm-hmm. When Letterman went to CBS, that was all part of the deal that he owns the show.
Right. Right.
And I remember when I watched that HBO movie about Leno and Letterman, Leno's whole thing was NBC thought that he was the sucker of all time because he was going to take a big salary, but he wasn't going to own any of the show.
Yeah, and he doesn't. And that's why he's screwed right now.
Right.
That was part of Dave's Johnny thing, wasn't it? They wanted to own it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Johnny owned it at the end, right?
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yes, he did.
And Wayne Newton was pissed at Johnny Carson last night on the Larry King show.
Can't wait to hear that.
We're going
to
hear that on Monday, right?
Good. Carson Daly, who's on NBC after Conan, is crossing the picket line Monday, so his non-writing staff will just keep getting paid while he uses jokes submitted by friends and strangers. Carson Daly, by the way, is the only late-night talk show host who is neither a writer nor a member of the writers' union. The rest of them are union members.
Why does he even have a show?
Good question.
Well, I mean, even though he's not a member, it's kind of a scab move, right?
Oh, very much so.
I mean, you honor the picket line.
You do.
Right.
And actually, he's kind of the canary in the cave for the rest of the talk show hosts. It's made it very clear. You remember, we were talking at some point that they might have to go back to work at some point.
Right.
I think they're less likely to do so, at least at this stage now, especially when they've seen the reaction to Carson Daly's.
And aren't all of them, Leno, Letterman, Jimmy Kimmel, Craig Ferguson, all these, aren't they all working together as
one? They are. Yeah, they want to, when they do come back, they had talked about December 10th. I don't know now. I am doubtful about that.
But they
have talked about the fact that they would all come back together.
They all meet in a treehouse.
I thought it was a steam room.
It's a magical treehouse.
No, it's a treehouse.
Okay.
If you still miss Roebuck, you're really going to miss Sears. Sales are down at Sears more than 5%, and Sears profits, listen to this, I've never heard of this before, Sears profits dropped 99% in the quarter just ended.
I find that hard to believe. I bought everyone's gift this year at Sears.
Oh, Craftsman Tools.
Mind reader Bob Vila.
I can't wait to get my wrench set again.
You know, why is Sears doing so bad? Because it seems to me that for a while they had picked it up and they had some momentum going and they had
well the whole Extreme Makeover Home Edition you with that Ty Pennington guy. I mean that was I thought they were getting great exposure for their company.
Have you seen sprinkled around any of the little Sears stores?
Yeah.
They're
yeah,
like
the mini ones.
They're those, about as big as a 7-Eleven.
Those have been around for the longest time where it looks like a dollar store.
Yes.
In one of those itsy bitsy little mini malls, shopping malls, and you pull in and they like have a dryer and a washer and they say you can buy them, but like we don't have them here in the store.
Yeah, you can come in and shop in our catalog.
It should be like a false front dryer, like a fake television when you go to IKEA.
Easy to fit in the car.
Exactly.
Some of those are old Kmart stores, and experts say that Sears, which merged with Kmart 2 years ago, is now in what experts are calling a death spiral.
I know a guy. We've had him on the show before. Shotgun Mark Rivers. Mm-hmm. Scott was a friend of mine who was coming up in radio. He would go to furniture stores and would buy the fake items, the plastic TV, the plastic stereo.
Yeah.
He would put them in his apartment to make it look like he had stuff.
That is delightfully sad.
And pretty, you've seen they have the fake high-def ones now you could get.
Oh, I'm talking about this was you know, 25 years ago.
They're still doing it, only now with widescreen.
I used to do it with fake people.
Oh, like in The Lonely Guy.
Yeah, only holidays, though, Thanksgiving. You know, I did that because I couldn't afford corpses.
I'll get you a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Sears stock dropped another 13% on all this news, down to $16 a share. Murder in Kansas. At Thanksgiving dinner, 18-year-old Emily Sander told her parents and her boyfriend the truth, that in addition to being a community college student, she was also an internet porn model who went by the name Zoe Zane. She revealed this at Thanksgiving dinner.
I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
And popular, too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, popular on the internet.
Oh, Zoe Zing.
Zoe Zane.
Zoe Zane.
Emily's parents did not take the news well at Thanksgiving dinner. Neither did her boyfriend. He broke up with her on the spot, and then Emily just disappeared.
Just listen, and we're going to break off a little something-something.
Yeah, Emily.
Now, her body has been found alongside a road not far from Wichita, and her death...
Very inappropriate, amigo.
Death does not appear to be connected to her brief career of posing for nude pictures. The night after Thanksgiving, Emily went to a bar, met a 24-year-old man, and went back to his motel room. Police later found that room soaked in blood, and later still found her body along the side of a road.
Yeah, that's pretty creepy.
Police are now looking for that 24-year-old man and his pregnant 16-year-old girlfriend.
Get Grissom. That's all I have to say. Get Grissom on it.
Somebody call Lifetime. I smell a movie of the week.
Oh, absolutely.
Someone called Jacqueline Smith. Oh, who was it that I saw in an ad?
Jacqueline Smith in the Zoe Zane story.
I saw Molly Shannon in an ad for a Lifetime movie, and I thought, I'm no big Molly Shannon fan.
Right.
But how sad that she doesn't even try to do funny stuff anymore, that now she's just doing the stuff where she's the soccer mom who's got the cheating husband.
Oh, so it's like one of those serious Lifetime movies?
Yeah.
Well, pretty soon they'll start rolling out the ones where some woman needs to be taught the meaning of Christmas, and they'll get five or six of those in before the holiday.
Man, Molly Shannon, not a piece of ass.
She was funny when she would smell her armpits, though. Yeah.
The cheerleader?
Put her hands on her armpits.
She wasn't the cheerleader, right? She was the schoolgirl.
Like the nerd
girl. Yeah, but
girl.
She would dance. Mary Catherine Gallagher.
That's right.
Superstar.
The airport security people want airline passengers to start providing more information before flying. As it is now, you only need to give your last name and first initial. The Transportation Security Agency wants your full name, your gender, and your date of birth when you make your reservation. The airlines and travel agents believe this is a stupid idea. With 700 million passengers a year, they say this is just going to slow everything down, make everything more complicated, and that the information they'd be forced to gather is absolutely worthless. Quoting United, seeking useless data carries an unacceptably high price tag. TSA says it thinks the plan will speed up airport security and prevent people from being misidentified as terror suspects.
And speaking of that, as I was walking through Dulles Airport last weekend, I would simply like to say a greeting to everybody that was working for TSA. Back working for TSA again.
Good. Welcome back.
Welcome home.
Pope Benedict lashed out at atheism yesterday, blaming it for some of history's, and I quote,
"Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style.
Greatest cruelty.
Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO?
Yep.
Biggest celebrity of them all?
Yep.
Who's down with G-O-D?
The Pope blamed atheism for some of history's greatest cruelty and violations of justice.
Well, there's no question about it, and I'd like everybody to know that my comments were in no way directed towards the general atheist community. They were directed at one Buzz Burbank.
Buzz Burbank.
Thanks, Pope.
That's right.
He wasn't talking about the Crusades. He was talking about the likes of Karl Marx, who believed it was up to people to make a better world.
Yes, Karl Marx and Buzz Burbank.
Not some god.
He was one of the best Marx brothers.
He was wonderful. Almost as good as Zeppo.
No Groucho.
He was one with a cigar, right?
Unfortunately, Karl also gave us communism, which didn't work out so well. The Pope is apparently aware of the best-selling books God Is Not Great by Christopher Hitchens and The God Delusion by Richard Dawkins, both of which have made atheism a hot topic.
You have all those books on Books for Tape, don't you?
Not all of them, no.
Yes, so you're a naughty, dirty atheist, responsible for a lot of death. Thank you.
Buzz Marx.
Some of those things are true. So Pope Benedict argues in his second encyclical that without God, there is no hope. He says you won't find that hope in technology, money, or politics.
You better mind your P's and Q's and change your ways, Pope.
Then did he do any hocus pocus with his magic smoking pot?
I certainly did. Yes, sirree. I'm going to put that smoke on you, oh big of head.
And then what about those red pointy Armani shoes you wear?
I'm wearing red loafers. They're designer loafers. And I also like to collect pictures of kittens.
The believers have dropped off some cats.
Ah, yes, I love little kittens. Tell them the full-grown ones should be put back in the car. I only want the baby kittens.
And the orange soda will be up in a moment.
Fanta!
I find all of your comments disrespectful.
The Pope likes pussy cats.
I do indeed. I like pictures of them. I like photographs of them. I like little porcelain statues of them. And I also like to collect them.
And you like hocus pocus.
I like hocus pocus.
May I see your sex passport, please? That's our story when we continue.
Sex passport.
You're wound up today, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah, sex passport.
Big day for
Christ,
me.
You are wound up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me hear something that's really sexual.
At least I have the outfits to look like a cowgirl, right?
Oh. That's Holly Morris.
Holly Morris wearing the chaps with nothing else.
Holly Morris and the knife thrower.
Yeah, Cowboy Christmas.
That's the wrong tape.
It's a Bantam book.
Sorry, that's the wrong tape.
It's never the wrong tape.
I think it was a helmet. Caught me right in the elbow. And sort of, I had similar injury last year. I got hit right on the nerve.
No, that's my man Brett. That's not it either.
Also sexy.
Maybe I don't have the tape.
I don't care about Christmas.
That's Shrek.
It is.
Hold on a second.
Kids love it.
Where is the tape I was looking for?
We're cougars. Hot older ladies pouncing on their young prey.
Is that the sex tape?
No.
Ah, phooey with all your sunshine and lollipops. Where I come from, Christmas is a nightmare.
Right, one more, though, because I just can't find it.
If you think I'm going to give you a present now, you are sadly mistaken.
Somebody enjoyed Shrek's Christmas show.
Somebody's had to watch it five times.
All right. Well.
Some people can't help being annoying.
Well, I don't have the sex tapes. What was next, Buzz?
Safe sex passport.
Sex, right? This is where we look for the tapes. Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi there, everybody.
WJFK.
Or this one.
The Don and Mike Show.
Rude, thoughtless little pigs. Don and Mike.
Oh, man, now I'm all emotion.
Hi there, Buzz Girdley, Johnny, Ringo, Michael J. Cocksmith, Elston. What's happening?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Updating a couple of stories since we began this little affair. The police in New Hampshire have a suspect in custody in the Hillary Clinton campaign headquarters hostage standoff.
Oh, good.
The guy had up to five people hostage throughout the day, saying that he had a bomb strapped to his chest. That part was never confirmed, but apparently it's all been resolved peacefully. That's the good news.
Good, good.
And also updating that Amtrak crash in Chicago. Initial report said 100 people were injured. There were 200 people on the train. The injuries are now down to only 19 people being taken to the hospital, but five of them are Amtrak employees who are in critical condition. The other 14 are passengers who are in serious condition. That's the latest on those two stories. Now, a safe sex passport? A Florida bio lab is going to start selling them tomorrow, which is also World AIDS Day. You purchase your card online after you're tested for the big five: HIV, syphilis, chlamydia, gonorrhea, and herpes.
You know, that's almost like the food groups.
Sort of.
It's the food pyramid.
Do a pyramid, couldn't they? The card has a phone number for your new friend to call to get your test results and the date of your last test.
What's the number?
I don't have the number. It's on the. You get it on the card.
Man, once again, easy times for single people.
Yeah, isn't it? The company will also provide you with an electronic health certificate with all that same information that you can print or post on your MySpace page. 15,000 people have already signed up. Most of them single folks.
Welcome, baby. Come join the hottest backdoor party. I like to get bent over.
Oh, my.
You're going to need a card for that.
There's the phone number.
15,000 people have already signed up. Most of them single folks between the ages of 27 and 47. You have to be 18 or older to apply for your safe sex passport.
Can I get a card if I test okay for four of them?
Yeah, actually, it'll tell which ones you passed and which ones you
they
didn't.
They use gold stars.
Well, I just, you know, chlamydia. Mm-hmm. That's a sticky widget.
You've never been able to shake that one.
On whose, I mean, and really, on whose chart are we going by? Because as far as I'm concerned, I don't really have it.
I never understand, though.
You've always had it.
That's how I got the job, I know. But I have been in remission for almost 16 hours.
Remission.
And I got news for you. If he's got it, we got it.
We all got it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was all part of the initiation.
It's mostly illegal to manufacture anything in America that contains asbestos. Without question, breathing little specks of it causes cancer. Like that.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. But the government doesn't test products for asbestos anymore. These days, there's only one group testing products to make sure they're asbestos-free, the Asbestos Disease Awareness Organization. That's a group of victims and their families spending over $100,000 to do this testing.
Asbestos.
They found asbestos in a toy called the CSI Fingerprint Kit.
I've seen that.
Oh, I think we railed on these things when the toy came out. It was like, what little kid, what five-year-old kid is going to say, okay, this is a blood smear.
Right.
This is a rape kit. Mm-hmm. This is a fingerprint kit.
CBS Products says it will run its own tests and get back to us. This toy and some others on the asbestos list made in China. Also on the list, Scotch High Performance Duct Tape, which is manufactured
in
Canada.
Oh, well, there
goes my weekend. Oh, man, I'm going to have to set them all free now.
3M denies that accusation. And finally, in Chile, a big telethon's underway for handicapped kids. Chile.
Is that near Hawaii?
Yeah, Hawaii.
Yes, it is.
And what's that other small country?
Kuala Lumpur.
Yeah, all right, very good.
A big telethon's underway in Chile for handicapped kids. So moved was high-class hooker Maria Carolina. She's donated 27 hours of her services. Let's see that toad board.
Let's bring out the hooker, Ed. Jerry, she donated money to the kids. I gave her $1,000.
She's got chlamydia, Jerry.
The charity said no thanks, but Maria's determined. Quoting her, I'm going to contribute my work to a purpose that touches me deeply. Oh. In Thailand, a candidate in next month's election there has been handing out Viagra to elderly voters. That is a huge violation of Thailand's very strict laws. Candidates aren't even allowed to give out T-shirts, and any voter who accepts a candidate's gift faces up to 10 years in prison.
What about the vagina?
One thing's for certain. Thailand's election's going to last longer than 4 hours.
Oh.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Oh.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No.
I would hit you with a tie stick if I had one.
I think we all need a tie stick today. Hey, what happened in the music?
What happened? One moment, please.
The moment of my beautiful music there.
The problem is not with your set.
It was rolling along, and then it's gone.
And you know what?
And it's dead.
It's that machine, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, dear.
It's that machine. Yep. Okay, hold on.
Buzz, are you doing the sound of wind?
Yes.
Winter approaches. Winter approaches
Mike,
us.
It's funny that you mention wind.
Mm-hmm. I just did. Oh, windy.
I used to play this every day, of course, when I worked at WNDE in Indianapolis.
Windy. Everybody knows it's windy.
You don't think this made me want to blow my head off every day? Hey, it's windy in Indy. Key Rice Sakes.
Wow.
All right, have a safe weekend, everybody. We'll be back on Monday. Good day to you, sir.
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 And head.
Mike, enjoy your fruitcake with Peter North.
I'm taking it home right now with Ron Jeremy.
Bye, Hughes! Don't call me!
Hey, we've moved past it.
See you Monday, Al.
This is the Don and Mike Show.